Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Tantra Talks with the Witch and the Wizard. Tonight, we are diving into a topic offered by one of our YouTubers. One of our YouTubers gave us this topic for tonight, and the topic is, side chick gets mad at the wife and not the husband. Explain. Like, what's that about? So, you got the Witch and the Wizard here at themagicoflove.com. Themagicoflove.com is spelled M-A-G-I-C-K, themagicoflove.com. And we got the Wizard with us. Wizard, how you doing? How you loving?
I'm doing great, and I'm loving even greater.
Yeah, you are? You are?
Yeah.
Good. Life is treating you generally fantabulous.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely splendiferous.
Yep.
So we got tonight's show is all about this came from one of our love tubers. What do you think about the topic? This whole topic of
side chick gets mad at
the wife. Not at the husband. What is that about? What is that about? OMG. So what say you? What say you? We got an amazing show lined up tonight. This show is gonna be incredible, right?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. The show's gonna be incredible. And I'm so grateful. How's your day going? Good?
Great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastical. We have the amazing artwork of C. Evans behind us tonight. I'm excited to hang up C. Evans art. So on Blog Talk Radio, witchandthewizard.com. That'll take you straight to our YouTube channel, thewitchandthewizard.com. How you doing, Wizard?
And
what's
the Witch
up?
And the Wizard on YouTube.
On YouTube.
That's too much.
And the Witch and the Wizard on Instagram. Hi, Witch and the Wizard. Look at Lizette. Lizette said during the week on Boost. Lizette said the Wizard is adorable. I said he is.
Oh, thank you very much.
He is.
I'm feeling a little under the weather, so the worst game in one of my options. I'm forcefully drinking it, but
I'm happy. That's going to hook you up, man. That's going to hook
you
up. Well,
I know, guys. I can smell
that
ginger. Can't you
fight
for
life. Fight for life. So let's get into it. Ooh, you ready to get into this, Wizard?
We love to wait for some of the YouTubers to come on, but Block Talk Radio is on as well, so we're going to start it up. If you miss anything, just hit rewind after we upload it.
Drink that ginger spice.
Lizette,
you're not hooking up. We can't do without the Wizard. We cannot do this without the Wizard. It's the Witch and the Wizard. It's the other half.
I'm just a part of it.
The other half. The component. It's the Witch and the Wizard. It's both. Yeah, they're both. So, we got this topic. Can we go into where we got the choose a comment on the Witch and the Wizard's YouTube channel? As she said, side chick gets mad at the wife and not the husband. Explain. I was like, she was like, topic. I'm like, okay, let's take it on.
I like that.
And I'm new to the channel.
Hey, Tashina. Maples. Is it Maples or Mavis? Maples, I think, right?
Welcome.
Shout out to Tashina. So the topic is the side chick gets mad at the wife. What is that about?
Woo! Sarai, you love that? Look at my face. I love it. Oh, you
what
know the Wizard coming after
you. What's that about? What's that about?
What's that about? Haterade. That's what it's about. It's about haterade. It's about irresponsibility. How you going to be the side chick and you get mad at the wife and not the husband? You can't be hating on the wife side chick. What's up with you?
You could,
insecure. We see that a lot, don't we?
Tell them why not, and I'll tell you what.
Let me set up for this one.
All right, tell them why they can't, and I'll hit you with the opposite of why.
Ooh,
I'm not for that, though. So we got to raise your ankles. We got to go east and west, north and south. We can't just stay right here. We got to go.
Look, I'm trying to get this like a double jump.
Tell us why.
Why is the
side chick hating on the wife when the wife was already there in the Hawaiian before the side in America papers. Now we go, it's America.
Wait, why did you say America and not Chinese? We don't do that? Latinos don't do that? Look, sometimes we have problems getting green cards. We don't have time to be worried about marriage papers. It's my wife. No problem. You have papers? No papers.
Like, you know, in other countries, like we were talking about today, like some in Alaska, in northern Alaska, some of the Eskimos have whole couple relationships.
Yes.
Where the couples, the two couples, get together and they have sexual partnerships with each other. And that really is an acceptable way to be in a relationship. And it's actually also considered not good to be jealous. That's not considered okay.
Mm-hmm.
In that paradigm, right? If there are two couples that are together and they interchange sexually, I think in the United States they call it swinging, but in Eskimo they call it like co-couples. You know, there are people calling different things different places, right?
Yeah.
But if there's no agreement like that and the dude is just tipping, why are you getting mad at his wife?
Tell us, why does it make any sense?
Well, number one is because the commitment by the husband was made to the wife and not to the side chick, right? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
So where is the commitment lie, right? This side chick should be asking the wife for advice and vice versa.
Empress? Wouldn't the world be a happier place?
I tell you. And then,
are we going to put them up here?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And then the other aspect of it is that the side chick doesn't have a relationship with the wife. The side chick has a relationship with the husband. So deal with the person that you have a relationship with. You have a relationship with the wife. So how do you know what the wife truly is about other than what the husband has told the side chick about the wife? And that's his experience with the wife. That doesn't mean, what if the side chick and the wife met? What if the side chick and the wife were already friends and didn't know it and we're getting along famously? We're getting along great. Why is there instant heat array just because that's a third party, but you don't know that third party? You only know what you've heard about that third party. My girlfriend lived this for so many years, and we used to tell her, why are you being so crazy? Why do you hate that woman? You ain't never even met that woman. She would just be hating that woman. My girl is getting ready to move in the house. The husband just bought her and said, go ahead. The husband bought the side chick house.
Where he work at?
Look at where the house. Look at Wizard's face. Wizard's face, like, what? I don't know about all that. So, tell us the opposite. Okay.
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, ain't nobody mad.
Well, you touched on it, but I wanted to get people a little more clarity. So, basically, what you're talking about is that stuff was already arranged. Why are you hating? What are you mad at? Right?
Yeah, what are you mad at?
And you're. Yeah, you
can put it.
I'm not good at putting up the comments and all. Yeah. So that's one aspect of it. But the other part is, what is your agreement?
Very good.
What was your agreement? Were you daydreaming and fishing and hoping? Because that's one of the biggest downfalls in that situation, and we'll touch on that later. But I'll give you the other side of it, since you gave that side.
Okay.
The other side of it is that they could be upset because if something goes bad, he is my landlord. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Don't let it go bad.
Please don't let it go bad. Unless you got your neck top lined up. Go out and take it yourself.
Wife, and he's out. She's mine.
And what if his wife find out she's my friend? That's exactly what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
The side chick and his wife were friends. You never know.
They
could have something in common because they like the same man.
These, if you have that, just say, girl, I rented to help you out. So you don't have to deal with no crazy tenants. So I'm taking up.
I'm helping you.
Whatever happened afterwards, I wasn't sure about that. But the only way I can see the side chick being mad or upset is that,
That's right.
I'll get to that. Hold on
okay.
To that.
Man is always telling the side chick he's going to leave.
We'll get that. Yeah, let me finish the point. But the point is, the only way the woman could be mad at the wife is, one, if they already have an agreement. Like, if you talk to the wife, And you're like, look, you're not handling this aspect of the relationship.
Ooh.
I'll do it for you.
I got you.
And then she reneged. And then she reneged.
So his side chick went to the wife and said, I'm hooking him up because you ain't hooking him up.
Exactly. And the wife agreed.
Like, okay.
All right.
Then that's an agreement. Yeah.
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 Now you can't be an Indian giver.
No, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And you don't want to be next.
Yeah, that's no, that don't look good.
So that's one way. And the other way is, left home, baby. Be with my. So the other way is, pull that up because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, you have to have a chat. Okay.
Yeah, so the other way that she could be upset with the wife is if the husband is telling her stories and they have an arrangement, but then you're in some sort of way foolish because the man, I mean, he has to be a real man to really give it to you raw. And if he was, you wouldn't be the side chick.
That's
so if he's really,
say that.
If he's really trying to be honest with you, yeah, the chicks don't have So if you listen to the guy who's doing that, I mean, and it's not in order, I mean, bad on you to listen to that, because if he really had it in him, he would tell her, look, I'm having this child with chicken, this is what it is. Other than that, I think all bets are off.
Wow.
All bets are off. You're kind of on your own with that, unless you have an agreement with the wife.
And it's inappropriate, basically, right? It's inappropriate. You're supposed to talk these things out with everybody. Look at all of the arrangements all over the world that we talk about on this show. Today, we're just talking about how in some cultures, there's a man has three wives or two wives, and the wives are co-wives, maybe like what they call sister wives in the United States. The wives are co-wives, and they actually band together, and sometimes they band together against the husband. Like the husband said, well, I'm getting rid of one. The other two would say, no, you're not getting rid of her because she's the laundry wife. And we not all doing laundry up here. If she leaves, we all leave. So get yourself together.
That's what you mean. I'd be like, what? I'm not cooking next week.
Exactly.
You better bring that girl back.
You better get that cooking wife back.
Exactly.
And they actually band together, and it's a co-wise situation. And the wives, that's some cultures. And then other cultures, I was reading about this African laundry wife. I would like a laundry wife myself. My mother, my spiritual mother, told me when I was getting all my stuff together for ministry and my business and my kids and everything, and I was running every which way, she told me, you need a wife. She said, get yourself a wife. I was like, what a great idea. Husbands do, men do that all the time. They get a wife. And I got a wife, and she helped so much. Amira was my wife for the longest. Now that being Dr. Jatea is somewhat a little bit of my wife on part of the life. She's a great wife. Amira was my wife for years. Amira is still my wife. When I call her and ask anything, Amira got it. She gets my water, my this, my that, my the other. But the wife is simply, I guess, a nurturing terminology for someone who takes care of someone they love. You know? Yeah. Someone who takes care of, yes? Like, wife is like a person that takes care of. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a wife.
Okay. So, basically, what is it then?
I'm looking for my life. I cannot find my life right now. So.
And one woman had more than one husband.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, who asked that question? Was that to you?
It was fast.
It was so fast?
Yeah, we need to put them here.
Okay. I am looking for it on
that's the both world. Oh, not to just say it.
That's the both world.
But I think what it was, go ahead.
I was going to say that in another tradition, they have the woman. I was reading about them too today in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
When the woman gets married, she also can take a lover. So she gets her husband and her lover at the same time. But you can't get a lover until the same way in the Maasai tribe. In the Maasai tribe, the chief's son, Wilson, he had a wife and he had a girlfriend. And the girlfriend has to be married. That way she won't cause any problems with their relationship. So that's one way of doing it.
That's one way.
That's
but what is it exactly? Let's get into a little bit of what is it exactly that makes you angry with the wife instead of the husband? What is it? You said it's a cup of hatery, right?
Yeah.
I see it as learn your role. because you must not know your role.
Because
if you're upset,
ooh,
you must not know your role.
Ooh.
Exactly. Shauna, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Learn your role. And I don't mean that, and I don't mean it to be rude, but when you sign on to something, I mean, you have to take it all in its entirety or don't. I mean, if someone has a wife, children, and all that, like, if you're not respecting that, at least respect that structure and follow some sort of code.
Oh, yeah.
That,
code
that,
of conduct.
Yeah, because what exactly is it? I mean, what are you really doing? You're taking a part of a relationship with somebody who's more than likely unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full time. So that's why sometimes it kills me sometimes when people, like someone mentioned, the guy's always going to leave his family, blah, blah, blah. But no one ever thinks about, is it actually even going to work after he leaves? Because to me, sometimes having a side person is like having nieces or nephews or like stepkids. Like, you play with them, and then you send them back before it gets real. You know what I'm saying? You're like, okay, something's about to get real. You can go home.
You can go home.
Yeah, and people, sometimes we get into this fantasy or disillusion or in a disillusional state where you think that's what it would be like 24/7. When you don't, that's usually not what it is. So, like, what is it that you're really doing? What is it really? And do you understand that so that you can really fully grasp it?
Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to say is that many times as a relationship, I don't think the side chick thinks about how she got the man and if she would actually want him to leave for her, because then he would probably do the same thing to her. But they never think that. They never think that if you're with the kind of person that would do that, then that's what that person is made of, right? They've already shown that they are a person that would do that. My girlfriend.
Capable of doing that.
Right.
Because
yeah.
People do have slip-ups and people do make mistakes, but it's very rare.
I'm talking about, like, if he actually left his family, would you actually want someone to leave their family for you? Would you? What is that setting up? Like, do people really give consideration to what that really means? And is that the kind of person you would want to have? That means they're a traitor. They're somewhere, there's a betrayal thing going on there. Or someone else?
Yeah. I think that's a very valid point. I don't always look at it in that terminology only because I think that when you're dealing with people, I always talk about there's so many extraneous variables in the brain.
Yeah.
And what's going on and what point of their life they're in. And there's so much to analyze, and, you know, we're not God, we're not the creator.
Mm-hmm.
We can't always put our finger on it. So the way I look at it is it's a timing thing.
Okay.
And if you have a family, evidently you don't belong with me. You know what I mean? If you're caught up in the family or something, evidently now's not the time. Now, if you want to get some play in the middle or some love or I don't know, what the reasoning is and all that. I mean, you really have to look at all that it entails and really be cautious because you're really, most of the time, it's out of line. I mean, there are things that happen that, you know, that are like God moments and different things, but you have to get in alignment so that you can get some clarity. I mean, you don't walk down the street and eat every food that you like. You don't just walk through, let me have chicken wings. Oh, let me have this. Oh, let me have this. Let me get Baskin Robbins, give me all 31 flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there has to be some sort of filter. But go ahead.
Yes. Tyrone says, the role of mistress is this. She is the one who helps the husband miss the stress, not hate on the wife.
Tyrone.
Mistress.
Yeah.
He helps her. She helps him miss the stress. Whoa.
I like that, Tyrone.
Wow. You know what else I was reading about? Being is having love in your relationship with your wife is really pretty much forbidden or taboo. Like, they don't really want the husband and the wife to really be in love. And they prefer for both the wife and the husband to go outside of the relationship. And that's very acceptable to get your sexual pleasure handled somewhere else. because the marriage is for purposes of contract, like give us grandchildren for the lineage of the, like in China, give us grandchildren so this line can continue. And they actually didn't want the husband to fall in love with the wife because the mother and father want to be able to dismiss the wife if she doesn't give grandchildren. But he, or give him another woman, like a concubine, right, so that she can have children. But if he's so in love with the wife, he's not going to want to be with the concubine, and they're going to spoil the whole plan. So this whole, we can't have y'all in love, husband and wife.
Yeah, you can't.
No. This is for our purposes.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times marriage is for purposes of society.
This is the breeding wife.
The laundry wife. Don't look at me because I ain't nobody's wife. I was a very bad wife, and now I know why I was a very bad wife, because I don't fit into any of those. That I have this freedom streak in me that I have to be, like, completely free. So I would probably be more like the Amazon women, which I actually like them a lot. Like, I always love those stories of women who have men who come in, they breed with them, and then they send the men out, or they kill them. Like, they
what is that?
They caught the man and then they kill him. But like a Black Widow fighter.
You're right in my mind.
That always kind of feels to me a little bit like.
Yeah, we ain't sleeping together. Come on.
We only see the wizard. If ever you don't see the wizard, you know.
No, that's not going to happen. Okay. No.
I ain't going out like that. Woo! But, yeah.
Where's your accountability partner?
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Take the
knife down. But I always liked the matriarchal society, the lovers or priests to be whatever they want to do or be whatever they want to be. I always liked those kinds of societies. Okay, continue. You said we really want to go back to that other point. There was a point that we put a pin in that we were going to come back to. One of these comments.
Those are another comment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the man is only telling the side chick he's going to leave his wife. We already did that?
Yeah.
We already addressed
somebody
that.
Else.
We already addressed that?
Mm-hmm.
The nerve. Smack on too many people waste time trying to make sense out of nonsense. Side chick getting mad at the wife. Side chick. Okay. People are really kind of hot at that, but that's because.
Now, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the cleaner side of it. How about falling in love or caring about somebody who has a wife or has a body?
That happens all the time.
Of course.
Yes.
Ooh. But I'm the Empress Mama.
Like, do not encourage your mother to kill somebody. I don't know what it is about that
kind of
intrigues
me. I need to go check on
all your ex-husbands. They're all alive and in good health.
Thank God you left them before you had this feeling. You wouldn't be here. You'd be doing locked up behind bars.
Where was the rest next week?
The Mexicans and the Latinos are acting up. I'm trying to bribe them. Is there ever a clean version of it?
There is a clean version.
I mean, what is the clean version?
Men are cheaters by nature. Women are, basically revenge cheaters.
Oh, we're on
you better call Two women, like they say from the caveman, these anthropologists say, that the men, I agree with Tyrone, call him. We got to call you Tyrone. They say that in the caveman days, the man, or there's another way to look at
Tyrone.
It.
Tyrone.
That.
Let's bring, Tyrone, we can't just give him all this meat for them to devour. We can't do that with all these women. We got to get we got to come from the side. We can't just throw ourselves out there because we'll be getting stomped.
Because there's mostly women here.
Yeah.
So the men have seeds, so the men are able to spread a lot of seeds, but the women had to only have one. They would pick, like, the most virile one, the strongest one, the one most likely to give you a great child that would survive. So they picked the strong, you know, a strong one.
I mean, they never scared.
I know, that's right. Never scared. And the woman would be with the child for 9 months. So the woman was looking for something different than what the man was looking for. The man was looking to spread as much seed as possible, and the woman was looking for, you know, how she could have an offspring that would survive and start.
Yeah.
Maybe they say, miss the show. Yay, Gracie! I'm so glad you're here, Gracie. The other thing is, Witch and the Wizard, let's look at our comments on the Witch and the Wizard, too.
Yeah.
We got the Witch and the Wizard live check. Want to say something on there, Liz? To the Witch and the Wizard, if you want to put something locked out there, too. Awesome. And the other part about it is that in that experience where there is love between two people, that always happens, but several things could happen. One, it doesn't mean you have to act on it. Two, it means you could have a love, and maybe you just have a love. Three, it could mean, when I say you just have a love, it means that you don't have to do anything about that. Right?
Physically.
It's not right. It's not saying you have to jump in bed with the person as soon as you just realize that you're in love with them. Right? It doesn't mean that. And thirdly,
because if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen with time.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're such impatient people that it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. And then do we really get to, explore that love? What is it about? Is it about lust? Is it about connection? Is it about, you know, like we were talking about how we have this soul connection from years over years, you know, eons and eons and eons. And that's not, you know, that's above sexuality too. A lot of things are above sexuality in some aspects. And then, And then my girlfriend, when she was with this dude, she was with him for 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a side chick for 12 years. When they broke up, well, when she,
12 years.
And 12 years,
that's
he kept calling her.
That's a
sad
wife.
And it's the truth. And he kept telling her he was going to leave his wife. But then, and he told her in the beginning, his wife. But then the wife turned out pregnant. So it's like, okay. Then she flipped. She flipped. I'm like, girlfriend, how are you flipping? I kept, how are you flipping? And that's the man's wife, and the man has got his own wife pregnant. I used to be like, get a great girlfriend. You're losing it, and you're losing it too fast. And you're looking bad, and y'all hear these streets making women look bad. That's not cute. And then he talked to her, and he kept convincing her that he was going to leave the wife, but he couldn't because the two oldest girls was like teenagers. So when she had this new baby, it was like, oh, he's like 18 years old. The oldest was girls. The baby was a boy. He was like, I'm not. He told me point blank. One time I was sitting in his office. He wouldn't tell her this, but he told me point blank, I'm not leaving my son. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then when the son was two, the wife got pregnant again with the fourth one. She flipped out again. He didn't even tell the wife to. He didn't tell the wife, the side chick. It wasn't the wife. Right. It's like, wife. He didn't tell the second wife that she was pregnant. He wasn't pregnant. That his wife was pregnant. So the wife was 5 months pregnant and couldn't wait any longer because the people in the office started, oh, she's gracious because she's going to have another wife. Because everybody in the office knows he's married, but everybody in the office also knows that he and the side chick are together.
That's
the
side
chick and him work together.
That's the worst.
It was a mess. It was a mess. So then, 12 years, I wish I was a 12-year Wait a minute, we got to see what that says. Oh, I wish I was a 12-year-old sex slave. That would be dope.
Who says that? Damn shit.
12 years.
That's a lot of upshifts.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No, For the Blog Talk Radio, since we're about to hang down, let's wrap up a little bit for them, and then we can go into more detail with the Witch and the Wizard.
Okay.
So basically, is there ever any chance, or is there any solution for this epidemic?
Yes.
That has covered the nation.
Yes.
Put the child prison.
Yes. Yes, the same answer that answers for everything. Mercy is no fun. That's when the maniac comes out. Isn't that true? The answer to everything in spirituality is truth. The truth sets you free. The truth shall set you free.
Mm.
I made a commitment in my life to just live truth. And I don't always make it. I don't always live the truth. That's my intention. So I work at it. Just tell the truth. Tell everybody the truth. And set your relationships up so that your relationships can bear the truth.
Hmm. The truth will set you free.
Yeah, but first it sets you off. That's what they say.
Or at the end, or during the whole process as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
The truth is, so make an agreement in the beginning that side chicks are okay. I have to say that to the Abbey. Wait a minute now. With all the
places,
she said, so make an agreement in the beginning that side chicks are okay.
Wait, Janina.
Well.
It could, I mean, that'll be the truth.
Here's how I would offer. I would offer making an agreement in the beginning that works for both of the people that are making the agreement.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's not a blanket side chick for okay. Because to me, what I read that, make an agreement in the beginning that side chick for okay.
Yeah, it's more than one party, so she must have made an agreement with that person. Right, Sinia?
Is that, what do you mean? Clarify.
That's what she means.
Because there's a whole lot, look, Cindy is like, oh, well, yeah, there's a whole lot of different configurations that go with that. And if you're talking about being polyamorous, that's one thing. If you're talking about being in an open relationship, that's something else. If you're talking about being, a swinger, that's something else. All of these different relationship structures have their own agreements, and they're very specific agreements. So don't just open a relationship and say, oh, side chicks are okay. Well, what else are we talking about here? So that means anytime you're just popping up with side chicks, I'm just popping up with a side guy. No, we got to have – that's why I love the polyamory people, because they have parameters. Everybody's just not doing whatever they feel like. You can't have a free-for-all.
All right, but that's for the people that have sense, spirituality, and some sort of concrete
foundation.
Yeah. How about the people that don't?
Well, we're talking to the people on this channel.
But they might have people in their lives that don't.
True.
Let's get them on.
We want to help you. Yes, because the
wife
can make that agreement, but when the side chick starts taking priority, that agreement can't
be. Let's get on.
That's why I'm single. I won't have a relationship based on lie. I'd rather wait.
Yes. That is right.
And see, you
let the cookies marinate. They're going to think about it later.
Let them bake. Yeah, they're going to be real good. They're going to be real good. And the moral fulfillment. Here's the other piece of it. I love the polyamorous. I actually think the polyamorous people are more mature people when it comes to relationships, because you have to deal with your insecurities, you have to deal with your jealousies, you have to deal with your sneaky, telling the truth and honesty. And polyamorous people, they have very specific, protocols. You can't just bring home side chicks. There's a protocol. And let's say if you and your beloved are in a relationship, if you want to have another chick, both of you have to date the third person so that both agree on this third person. And I would also agree with that, because that third person is now going to affect me energetically. So I want to know what's happening with that third person. And if both of you don't agree on that third person, that third person is not the person you want. Stay single and have safe fun. I love myself too much to share my partner relationship. Okay, be a friend.
Me and Flores.
She don't like that.
But I still think we should address the people, the muggles, whatever you want to call them, that don't have that sense, that foundation, or even, you want to say the morality, the self-respect, whatever you want to say that. Let's go into them, because they're still people, and they're still going into it. They're still population. And it's most people. If not, this world will be a better place.
That's very good.
So for me, when I say that, and then you could address it as well.
G. White said, I just came
she had me there. So, it's up to you. So, for me, if you can't balance all this or you don't even find any value in that, at least do this. Let's run through some steps. First of all, know your role. Know your role. Get it clear. Look at the contract. Are you going to accept it? Look at the term. Offer. Consider it. Okay? And then it's a contract. That's the first thing. You know, don't act crazy. Don't act this. And you're going to find out at the end that it's probably not going to work out. Because I truly believe that whenever you have to do something and you have to sneak around, it's not going to work.
Hello.
At some point, I mean, it gets too tedious. It gets too out of control. Your spirit starts to shift. I mean, you're living like a lie. You know, whenever you have to go that far, it's not gonna add up a lot of. So, but we're still addressing the people that still might not have the sense to kind of go to Utah or somewhere. Go to Hawaii. You know, I mean, do what you have to do. Read that.
But that's not a relationship. That's a freaking job contract. Well, hear me, of course. Watch 50 Shades of Grey. You got the whole contract laid out.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate that.
And Mia Flores, when I say a contract, I don't mean a paper contract. I'm talking about what you're agreeing upon. Because a lot of times you meet someone and they give you the story, my wife is horrible, I'm leaving, da da da. Like, look, let's stop all that right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're leaving, then we can have a conversation with her. I could do this or I could do that. I mean, look at what you're getting into. That's what I mean by that, Mia. So it's not like literally on paper, but when you have a relationship with somebody, you kind of sign into an agreement.
Yeah, it is.
So it is kind of like a contract. It's just a spoken contract. So look at it and see what you're gonna do. And if you can deal with it, then more power to you. But for the people that it's not. Listen, you want to talk about the people that it's not?
Yeah,
who is it not for? Whoever doesn't want a part-time life and a secret life. Because that's what it's going to be if you're going to do that. I mean, say that you're going to be a side chick. But somebody who might fit that, if you're into something either scandalous or something that's not really concrete or that's never going to be anything probably, then go ahead. And why do I say it's never going to be anything?
What? Why do you
say that?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I'll tell you why. And I was going to talk about that more. We could talk about that more when we talk about, is there any hope? So we could actually attach them together and just talk about it now.
Yeah.
Is there any hope? What happens when you have a relationship? I'm really clear that relationships, what do they say?
Oh.
I kind of like the paper idea. Don, you could still do a paper idea if that's what you want.
Tyrell said Mia Flores don't play. And don't agree on that initial arrangement while in the back of your mind is playing. Well,
exactly.
We'll
there you go. There you go. You have to be clear what you want and what you can really do.
Yeah.
The problem is that a lot of people think that they can change things or I'm special or this is a special situation.
Downshift is practically
don't play against odds. Downshift, you better off
point. Downshift said, I ain't got no morals. I guess that's the one you
okay. So you good, downshift. You take it for what it is. He doesn't want to see the Puerto Rican. Oh, my God, is that.
Ooh.
Hey, we don't need all that. No box cutters. Don't play up the top. I just kissed you.
I
didn't feel that blade. Where did you put it from? The cheek.
Oh, wow.
Keep it real. Okay. Oh, my God. So let me go back to the relationship.
Woo.
I think that when you have a relationship, how it starts is really crucial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you start off and it's like a side chick, it's really hard to break that habit.
Okay.
If you start off in a certain way and you keep on in that relationship, it becomes habitual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And even for me, I have certain relationships that have been bad. Or it's brought the worst out of me. Like, I tried forever to try to fix that. And it's so difficult, almost impossible. I mean, think about it like this. I look at it like this. I have some clients, right, that are chemical dependent, right? Okay? So we're talking about chemical dependency. You're talking about you using the drugs or depending on it. That in itself is such a long, hard battle to get out of, okay? So I look at it like that. Now, imagine you trying to fix yourself as a drug addict and trying to fix a drug addict next to you, because now you have two people that are involved. And now you, how tough is it to fix yourself and your addiction? Now you have to change their behavior, their mind, their thought process. It is insanely difficult.
That's
so if you start off with a side chick, it's very difficult for you not to get that. Unless I could think just off the top of my head, maybe if there's a some type of spiritual cleansing, because I mean, the Creator, the Lord, can clear anything.
Yeah.
But even to do that, it's still the same process, because now, like the drug addict, you have to get all that out of your system. While you've been having this drug, you've been going through all this stuff, and the drugs are kind of sweeping all under the rug, so you don't even know it's there for you to deal with, because everything has been suppressed. And now you have another person. So, like, you would have to literally separate, and they need to cleanse out, and you need to cleanse out. And if you can both get, but now the other part of it is, are you going to continue to be clean? Are you going to continue to stay clean? You can, I believe, because anything is possible through a Creator in your spiritual life, if you both are, but it's really difficult. And they do relapse. Yeah, they relapse. And it's crazy because she's going to have habits, and I'm going to have habits. I'm going to have side chick habits with her, and she's going to have side chick habits as well. You know, and then you're looking at other stuff. So now you that relationship is poisoned because now you're not dealing with that person all day, every day. And now you think that's going to happen through the whole time. You don't know when that person is crazy or out of control. You know, there's so many things that come out. So it's a difficult situation. Is there hope? There is, but you both have to be spiritual and nice. So I think when you have someone like that, you can be in love with somebody, you can love somebody. You have to keep it clean as possible forever. You know what I mean? And if it's supposed to happen, God will line that up. If anything's going to happen, God, like, stay forward, stay correct. I mean, seriously, sex, are you serious? I mean, I know sex is great, but to mess up a relationship and somebody you care about, I mean, a lot of times we look at it like that, but it's like we're supposed to have a different relationship. Like, we have a spiritual partnership and accountability. Imagine we start just like, ooh, let's get this sexual thing. Like, that ain't what it is right now.
I know, no.
That ain't what it is right now. So, what are you
doing? God can answer that.
What are you doing?
That.
And it's like that with everybody. Right?
I need a card to see my.
What do you mean, like, literally, or like at home right now? Or what is he doing? What the fuck is that? I'm not going to say that.
Look, Lizette, I think Lizette and Nia Florida is both Puerto Rican.
Right now.
Because I saw, I don't know what this means, but you know what it means to do Spanish. This is what Nia Florida said. That's right, Lizette. What does that mean?
Puerto Rican power. Puerto Rican is somebody who's Puerto Rican.
Okay, okay. Both Lizette, are you Puerto Rican? Lizette's Puerto Rican. Nia Florida, is you Puerto Rican? Lizette said she was Puerto Rican, right?
Me
Nia Florida says, I want to know if you're Puerto Rican. She might.
Florida.
She said that, right? Liz, I need my card to see. Okay, we're going to get you these cards. We're going to get you a card.
Let's get some cards popping.
Hey, for real. And you know what else I did? I put the Creator in charge. Oh, born in PR. Go ahead, Liz. I put the Creator in charge. Why not put the Creator in charge for me? That's what I do. Why not put the Creator in charge of your relationship? Why not, as Lizzie said, alive spiritually? This is a spirituality channel. We are teaching spirituality and spiritual principles. We don't want you to be religious, and we don't want you to run all over the place being crazy. We want you to turn within and align with the divine. True?
Say that again. How to do what to do and who to do it with.
Somebody get married.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody is.
San Juan.
Ooh, why don't we start right off with this card? Right off with this
car. We got into a couple. Somebody's getting married. It's a whole thing.
If this is for a side chick, you might be the first one getting married.
There are no side chicks in that car. The new CEO ain't no side chicks in the car. And I got to be honest, too. I just want to put a disclaimer out here. I have been a side chick, and I've been in a relationship where there was a side chick. So I've been on both ends of it. Either way, it doesn't feel good, so I just decided not to do that. Just decided not to do it in your life. So we got the two of cups. A beautiful union. We had this card before, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We had this beautiful union and the healing relationship.
One of our guys.
Yeah, huh? So Lizette, there you go. Your man is coming. Spiritual relationship. It's a very healing relationship with a man who's fiery. And you see, he's got, what are these things that he's got on the today? Can you tell what animal that is? I never really know exactly what he's on. Really?
Yeah.
But it is it's definitely a love
flowery, fiery man.
Flowery, fiery man. However, do you ever notice on our tarot, some of the cards look like a stage, mm-hmm. and some do not. So you don't know quite. This one is on a stage, so you don't be careful that it's real and that it's not an act, that it's not a theatrical experience. Just have that little warning there.
Thank you. Let's clear that.
Oh!
I ain't on the side, too. Let's clear the energy. We don't want any stages. Let's hope. Lizette, I hope it's real. If it's for you.
I will take a card, but not that one. I can't tell Zach which card to call.
DJ, what's up, Daniel? How you doing?
We got to wrap up on Blog Talk Radio because I know Blog Talk Radio is going to kick us off. We love you, Blog Talk Radio.
We love you.
We love you.
Say bye to
we love you much.
Talk Radio. Love you.
Love you. If you're not done, go to the Witch and the Wiz online.
She said, I think that card was for y'all.
That means it's definitely on stage.